Welcome back for another deep dive. This time, we're all about AI and how it's like turbocharging the way we build apps and websites.
It's really changing things, isn't it?
Totally. I mean, imagine having this super-powered coding partner, you know?
Yeah.
One that can just like whip up code in a flash. Like it knows what you need before you even ask.
It is pretty amazing to see how AI is changing things.
Right. And today we're diving into a bunch of these AI-powered platforms. We've got Sarkbook.
Yes.
Project IDX, which is, of course, from Google. Lovable O, V0 by Vercel.
Right.
And then two that are, like, all about doing things in your browser. Bolt.new and Autodev.
It's a pretty diverse range of platforms, really.
Yeah. So let's jump right in. First up, Sarkbook. This one's getting a lot of buzz, especially, I hear, with the TypeScript folks.
Yeah, it's really interesting how they've, like, taken this approach where it feels very interactive. Almost like a, you know those digital notebooks? Where you write your code and you can see it running right there.
So like a digital playground for building with TypeScript.
Exactly. And then they've got this AI built in. It's almost like having this AI pair programmer sitting right there with you. It can suggest code. It can find errors. It can even like offer improvements.
So it's not just about writing code faster. It's writing better code with AI as like your guide.
Right, exactly. The AI gives you this constant feedback so you can learn as you code. And another thing with Sarkbook, it runs locally on your computer. So you have full control of your code, your data, all that.
Which is great for, you know, people who are worried about privacy and all that.
Absolutely. Oh, and one other neat thing they've got is that you can export your code in documentation really easily in Markdown format.
So it's like not only do you have a coding buddy, but it's a coding buddy that takes really good notes for you.
Uh-huh. That's a great way to put it. Now, of course, Sarkbook is still pretty new. There might be a bit of a learning curve, especially if you're not familiar with Node.js.
Right. New things always have a learning curve.
True. But if you're working with TypeScript and you want something that's more interactive and AI-powered, Sarkbook is definitely worth a look.
Okay. So we've gone from a digital notebook to now let's go to the cloud. We're talking about Project IDX, which is Google's, you know, big entry into the cloud development world.
Yeah. And with Project IDX, they're really focused on giving developers this flexibility to build and deploy apps from anywhere they've got an internet connection. It's like your entire development environment is in the cloud.
No more setting up clunky stuff on your computer. You're free.
Right. And it's not just about location. They've also designed it for full stack development. So web apps, mobile apps, APIs, everything.
And coming from Google, I'm guessing AI plays a pretty big role here.
Oh, absolutely. Project IDX leverages all of Google's, you know, powerful AI. They've got the Gemini model, and it helps with all sorts of things like predicting what you're trying to do, giving you code snippets, even helps you debug.
So it's almost like having like the brains of Google's AI engineers, you know, like helping you out.
It's a pretty powerful tool, that's for sure. And what's interesting is they're not trying to lock you into just using Google's AI. They've got this extension called Klein where you can connect to AI models from other providers.
So you're not limited to just Google, which makes sense. You know, AI is moving so fast, you don't want to get stuck.
Exactly. But as with any platform that's all in the cloud, you know, there are always considerations about data privacy and security.
Right. Especially if you're working with sensitive information.
Okay. So we've talked about Sarkbook and Project IDX. Now let's talk about Lovable. A platform that wants to, like, make AI accessible for everyone.
Even if you don't know how to code.
Right. They have a whole no-code approach. So they've got this drag-and-drop interface, all these pre-built modules, and customizable templates.
So you're saying you could build AI stuff without writing any code.
Exactly. You can build chatbots, tools for recognizing images, even data analysis apps.
That's pretty amazing. So someone who's not a programmer can actually create stuff with AI.
That's the idea. And they've built in features for collaboration, too, so teams can work together.
So it's not just for people working alone?
Nope. It's designed for teams as well. Now, of course, there's a trade-off with no code. You might not have the same level of, you know, customization and flexibility as you would if you were coding from scratch.
Right. But it's all about finding the right tool for the job.
Exactly.
Okay. So let's shift gears a bit. We're going to talk about V0 by Vercel, which is all about supercharging front-end development.
This one is like magic, especially if you're working with React and Next.js.
Yeah, I've heard good things. So how does it work?
Well, they've used AI to take out all those tedious tasks that front-end developers have to deal with. Like, it can generate React components based on like a description you give it. It suggests code improvements. It can even turn your design mockups into real code.
Well, wait, so you can tell it what you want a component to do, and it just writes the code for you.
Pretty much. It's like having this AI assistant that understands design and then just turns it into code for you. This means you can build things way faster, and it frees up developers to focus on the more like creative parts of the job.
Yeah, you can actually spend your time making things look good and work well instead of getting bogged down in all the code details.
Exactly. And since it's integrated with Vercel, deployment is a breeze.
So the entire process from like writing code to getting it online is like streamlined.
Pretty much. But it's important to remember that vZero is mostly focused on the front end side of things. So if you're building something that has a back end too, you probably need other tools for that part.
Gotcha. So it's a specialist tool, but it sounds like it does its job really well.
It does. All right, so we've covered a lot of different platforms already. Now let's talk about something really interesting. Bolt.new and Autodev. These platforms are bringing full stack development right into your browser.
No way. Like, you don't even need to install anything on your computer.
Right. You can build and run apps all within your browser. It's really cool.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
So with Bolt.new, it's not just like a code editor in the cloud, it's a whole development environment.
Exactly. You can write code, test it, debug it, and even deploy both your front end and back end code all within the browser.
So no more juggling all sorts of different tools and trying to get them to work together.
Exactly. And of course, there's AI in the mix here too. Bolt.new has this like AI companion that's constantly helping you out. It gives you code suggestions, it helps you fix errors, and it even guides you towards writing better code.
It's like having a coding mentor right there in your browser.
Right. And then there's Autodev. It's actually what's called an open source fork of Bolt.new. Basically, it takes the original code and builds upon it.
So it's like taking a really good recipe and adding your own twist to it.
That's a good analogy. What's cool about Autodev is that it's got this whole community of developers who are contributing to it. They've made it even faster, they've improved the AI integration, and they've even added more options for deploying your apps.
It's awesome how open source can like bring people together to make something great even better.
Totally. Now, of course, when you're doing everything in the browser, you do need a good internet connection.
Right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And there are always those like privacy and security things to think about when you're working in the cloud.
Very true. But if you're looking for a smooth AI-powered development experience that you can access from anywhere, Bolt.new and Autodev are definitely worth checking out.
Awesome. Well, that was quite the overview of these platforms. I'm excited to talk more about, how they're going to change the way we build software in the future.
Me too. It's going to be interesting to see where things go from here. It really makes you think, you know, like what does it even mean to be a developer these days with all this AI stuff?
Yeah, like anyone can build an app now, right?
Well, that's what platforms like Lovable are trying to do, yeah? Give people who don't know how to code the power to, you know, actually create something with AI.
So it's like opening up a whole new world for people who, maybe they have ideas, but they didn't think they could, like, actually make them real.
Right. And as these AI models get even better, you know, more powerful, we'll probably see even more of these like no code and low code platforms popping up.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, and speaking of AI, like we've talked about how it can, write code and debug and all that.
Yeah.
Where do you think AI's role is headed in all this?
Well, right now it's really good at like the repetitive stuff, you know, suggesting code, finding errors. But as AI gets smarter, it's going to be able to do much more.
So it'll be less like an assistant and more like a partner, you know?
Exactly. Like, imagine if AI could like actually understand what you're trying to build, not just the code, but like the idea behind it. And then it could like suggest ways to make the architecture better, or even like generate a whole app based on what you tell it.
Whoa, that's pretty wild.
It is. And I think that's the direction we're headed in. But it's not about replacing developers. It's more about like giving them superpowers, letting the AI handle the boring stuff so they can focus on the, you know, really creative and interesting parts.
Yeah, that makes sense. So let's talk about like what all this means in the real world, right? How do these AI platforms change the way we work, the way teams work together, and even like the software we use every day?
Well, one of the biggest changes is speed. Like these platforms can make development so much faster. What used to take weeks or months might only take like a few days now.
So companies can release new products and features way faster.
Right. And it also means you can try out more ideas, get feedback, and then like make changes really quickly. It's all about being agile.
And what about teams? How does this change the way they work?
Well, a lot of these platforms have tools built in for real-time collaboration. So developers can work together on the same project, you know, even if they're not in the same place.
No more working alone in a cubicle, right?
Yeah. And when people can work together more easily, it usually means the software is better, you know, fewer errors, better code overall.
It's like having this like built-in quality control system.
Yeah.
So zooming out even further, how is this going to affect the software we use every day?
I think the biggest impact is going to be like just the sheer amount of software out there. It's going to be easier and faster to build. So we're going to see like an explosion of new apps and tools and all sorts of things.
It's kind of exciting, you know, like what will people come up with?
It is, but it also means we have to be really careful, you know? We need to make sure the software is built the right way, that it's secure, that it's ethical, and that it actually works.
So it's not just about building more, it's about building better.
Exactly. So, you know, we've talked about all the good things, but there are also some challenges we need to think about.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, what are some of the roadblocks we need to overcome?
One of the big ones is that right now, a lot of these AI models are kind of like black boxes. You know, we don't really know how they work.
So it's like they give you an answer, but they don't show you their work.
Right. And that can be a problem when you're trying to like figure out why the AI did something or when you need to fix a bug. So we need to develop AI models that are more transparent so developers can understand what's going on and trust the output.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's all about trust, right? Like, you need to trust the tools you're using.
Absolutely. Another challenge is that, you know, all of this is changing so fast, developers need to keep learning new things all the time to keep up.
So it's like lifelong learning is even more important now.
Definitely. We need better ways to teach people about AI, and we need ways for developers to stay up to date with all the new tools and technologies.
That makes me think about how all of this is going to change the way we teach computer science, you know?
Oh, totally. I think these platforms could totally revolutionize education. Imagine like students learning to code by interacting with AI tutors. They could get instant feedback. They could try out all sorts of crazy ideas without, you know, being afraid to break things.
It's a whole different way of learning compared to like sitting in a lecture and listening to someone talk.
It is. And these platforms could make learning to code more fun and accessible for more people.
And with AI, you can like personalize the learning experience for each student, right?
Exactly. It's a really exciting time to be involved in education, that's for sure. We're on the verge of like a huge shift in how we teach and learn about software development.
Yeah, but I'm also thinking like actually making those changes in schools, you know, changing the curriculum, training teachers, getting all the technology in place. That's a big task.
It is, but the potential benefits are like huge. It's worth the effort.
It's an investment in the future, really.
Right. And it's not just about education. These platforms can also help solve the problem of like not having enough people who know how to code. You know, there's a huge demand for tech talent right now.
Yeah, everyone's looking for developers.
Exactly. So if we can make it easier for people to learn how to code, that's going to help a lot.
It's like opening the door for a whole new generation of like tech innovators.
Exactly. And it's not just about the code itself, it's about like changing the way we think about problems,
Yeah.
about creativity, about the future of technology in general.
All right, those are some really interesting thoughts to consider as we, you know, move into this new world of AI and software development. Wow, we've really covered a lot, haven't we? Like AI changing how we build software, new ways of working, even how we teach computer science.
It's pretty mind-blowing when you think about it.
So after all of that, what's like the one big takeaway you want our listeners to, you know, remember from this deep dive? Like, what should they be thinking about?
I think the most important thing is to like just jump in and try things out, you know, experiment with these platforms, see what they can do, and figure out which ones work best for you.
So that's all about finding the right tools for the job.
Exactly. Every platform has its own like strengths and weaknesses. The best way to know if something's a good fit is to just like dive in and start building something.
It actually sounds kind of fun, you know? Like,
Yeah.
it's like getting a whole new set of toys to play with.
Yeah, it is. And as you're experimenting, you know, don't forget to stay curious. Like this whole field is changing so fast. You got to keep learning, keep exploring, and definitely stay connected with the developer community. See what other people are doing.
Yeah, that's a good point. And speaking of community, like Sourcebook and Autodev, they're both open source, right? It's pretty cool how people are coming together to like build these tools and make them better.
Yeah, open source is amazing. It's like this whole culture of sharing knowledge and helping each other out. It's really pushing things forward in a lot of ways.
It's not just about like the code itself, it's about people working together.
Exactly. All right, so we're wrapping up here. Is there one like final thought you want to leave our listeners with? Something to think about, you know, as they go off and explore all of this?
Okay, here's something to chew on. As these AI tools get better and better, building software is going to get easier and easier, right? But the real challenge is going to be, like, figuring out what to build. AI can help us build things faster, but it's still up to us, you know, as humans, to decide what problems are worth solving.
That's a really good point. Technology is a tool, right? It's up to us to use it wisely and build a better future.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, on that note, this has been an awesome deep dive. Thanks for joining us as we explored the world of AI-powered development. Hopefully you learned some new things and maybe even found a new tool to try out.
It's been a pleasure being here.
And until next time, keep coding, keep learning, and keep pushing the boundaries.